Brother Lawrence Prasad of the Castle Downs Edmonton congregation will now develop the theme, Imitate Jesus' Use of Power, Faithful Single Ones.
Power is the ability to accomplish work. Why do we say that? Well, think of Jesus' use of power. He had plenty of it, didn't he? He used power to heal, to resurrect, and to expel demons. And he used that power to accomplish Jehovah's work in wonderful ways here on earth. Now, that is power that we do not have. But there is power that Jesus had that is at our disposal. The power to use our singleness productively. Why do we say that? Well, because Jesus was free of family obligations, he was able to travel extensively. He could spend countless hours in the ministry from early in the morning till late into the evening. Yes, Jesus was able to focus fully and accomplish Jehovah's work here on earth. Likewise, many today are trying to imitate Jesus' use of power by remaining single. In fact, if we turn to Matthew chapter 19, verses 11 and 12, we can see the way that Jesus spoke of being single. In Matthew 19, verse 11 and 12, there it says, He said to them, Not all men make room for the saying, but only those who have the gift. For there are eunuchs who were born that way, and there are eunuchs who were made eunuchs by men, and there are eunuchs or single ones who have made themselves eunuchs on account of the kingdom of the heavens. Let the one who can make room for it, make room for it. So did you notice here how Jesus views single ones? Singleness? He views it as a gift, an opportunity to serve his Father in a fuller way. Now, this isn't the type of gift that we are born with. It's not miraculously bestowed upon us. Rather, if we look at that verse, that last sentence in verse 12, they have to make room for it. Now, that suggests a deliberate choice requiring effort. Building on what Jesus said, the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians, he explained that single ones have an advantage. That's the word he used. Why did he say that? Well, if we turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 7. We'll notice here in verses 32 to 35 the comparison between single ones and married ones. It says there in verse 32, Indeed, I want you to be free from anxiety. The unmarried man is anxious for the things of the Lord, how he may gain the Lord's approval. But the married man is anxious for the things of the world, how he may gain the approval of his wife. And he is divided. Further, the unmarried woman, as well as the virgin, is anxious for the things of the Lord, how she may be both holy both in her body and in her spirit. However, the married woman is anxious for the things of the world, how she may gain the approval of her husband. But I am saying this for your personal advantage, not to restrict you, but to move you to what is appropriate. And notice here, and to constant devotion to the Lord without distraction. And in verse 37, But if anyone stands settled in his heart and has no necessity, but has authority over his own will, and has made the decision in his own heart to remain unmarried, or has made room for it, as Jesus said, he will do well. So did you see the comparison between married and unmarried ones? Married people must divide their time and energy to please and care for their mate. On the other hand, single ones, they have, as verse 35 brought out, constant devotion to the Lord without distraction. That truly is a gift. It is an advantage. To be focused on Jehovah, to be focused on study, meditation. Single ones have the freedom to accept a variety of assignments like Bethel service, serving where the need is greater, or pioneering. And that really is opposite to what we see in the world, isn't it? You know, in the world, if you're single, it's a gift for a totally different reason. It's a gift because you can now pursue selfish pursuits, selfish goals. It means thinking about you, worrying about you, taking care of you. Now compare that to what Jesus thought. Jesus used his singleness to give to others. In the following video interview, please note how single ones have used their power in imitation of Jesus.
Being single, you can focus more on other people rather than concentrating on yourself.
Being single, having more time, more flexibility, really helped me to attend this goal, which was regular pioneering.
I view singleness as a gift because it opens opportunities to serve more focused and also more flexible.
You can study more, have more time in the film industry, you have more time for the friends, you're more available.
Singleness definitely is a gift if it's used in the right way for Jehovah.
Singleness has not always been easy.
Sometimes there comes a period in life, a certain age, where people start to ask, did you find already somebody? Are you not yet getting married? And that's not always easy.
Sometimes people look at you, even brothers and sisters, and feel a bit of pity for you, maybe because you're still single. And that sort of like draws your attention away from what you're doing. That sometimes can be difficult.
I think I guarded my singleness in the sense that to look out what kind of movies I watch, not too romantic because it's easy to go in this type of thinking.
So I've also always made sure that I associate with a range of brothers and sisters from different age groups, but ones that have the similar sort of goals and they have a very positive outlook.
Following Jesus closely as a single, I think it's easier than a couple because if we reflect on Jesus' life, early rise, late to bed, fully focused on the ministry, on his father, that I think it's easier for a single.
He was available to help others. He was available to teach others, even for children. He was available for them to give comfort.
Jesus was so busy in his ministry and focused. And when you're single, you're able to do that. You're able to concentrate more of your energy and effort into the ministry, into serving Jehovah more fully.
It's not a matter of just being single. It's a matter of how you use it to support Jehovah's arrangement.
It doesn't matter whatever age we are. If we are single, use the circumstances that you've got at the moment to do whatever you can, because we're just living in a momentous time. There's so much work for us to do.
Just go and pioneer or do something for Jehovah and wait for him to surprise you.
You can use this time to do all sorts of different things in Jehovah's service at the moment. There's so many opportunities open up for single ones, including single sisters now, going where the need's greater, moving to different countries, serving in Bethel. So while you've got these circumstances, use the time now because it's wonderful.
Friends, as we can see, serving Jehovah and growing spiritually as a single person is a wise spiritual investment. And it has a great return. Practical wisdom, insight, and spiritual habits. There are so many theocratic opportunities open for single brothers and sisters worldwide that may not be available for you when married. As our sister said in the interview, do something for Jehovah and wait for him to surprise you. That comment corresponds nicely with the words in Isaiah chapter 56 in verse 4 and 5. Notice how Jehovah views single ones in Isaiah 56 verse 4 and 5. For this is what Jehovah says to the eunuchs or the single ones who keep my Sabbaths and who choose what I delight in and who hold fast to my covenant. I will give to them in my house and within my walls a monument and a name, something better than sons and daughters. An everlasting name I will give them, one that will not perish. Yes, friends, Jehovah highly values the sacrifices that all faithful single ones make in imitating Jesus' use of power.